Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. I've been away for a while. I've been doing some studying and learning a new technique. It was a very difficult technique to grasp, but I'd like to share it with you because some remarkable things have been happening because of it. And I'd like to share all of these miracles with you, and I'd like you to learn how to create your own miracles. Now, this is a four-step process, and as I continue to learn, it's going to turn into a couple of more steps. We'll be adding on a couple more steps. But it starts with four phrases. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. If you take a moment and write those down, we're going to go through each of these one at a time so that you can understand them. And well, hopefully you will use them in your life and you will see the miracles that I have seen. So let me repeat them again. Get your pencil and paper and write these down. And I have this all over my house. Make a little sticky, whatever you have to do. Post it on your refrigerator, post it on your mirror, post it in your car, post it on your pocketbook, wherever you need it, at your desk. If you work in an office, put it at your desk. If you work at home, put it on your computer. Put it on your phone. Make it be your, I've made it my, the background on my phone so that I don't forget this. So grab your pencil and paper and let's write this down. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm going to leave you with that for a little bit, and I'll be coming back again, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. So for today, I want you to let that resonate. I want you to soak it up. I want you to create whatever in your mind you think that means. And then tomorrow, I'm going to explain what, one at a time, what these phrases mean and how they can affect your life. Okay, so sorry for the brief podcast, but it's important. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go get caffeinated. Take care. Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. Yesterday, I left you with four phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I have created a little business card that says just that. And I had a client that I was working for. I am a life coach, so I was working with a client. And I gave these four phrases on a business card to my client. I didn't tell her what it was. I just gave it to her. When we had our next session, she came back and she explained how she was praying, using this and praying for everyone. And she noticed that some people were changing, and yet she noticed that other people stayed the same. What I explained to her at this point, and what I'm going to explain to you, because I'm pretty sure that most of you pretty much did the same thing. So what I'll explain to you is this. I didn't intend for you to pray for others. The intent of this prayer is for you and you alone. I will use phrases such as cleaning and clearing, and those are intended for you. When you say these phrases, you are saying them to yourself. you are cleaning and clearing yourself of the connections you have with other people that are holding you back, preventing you from moving forward. Now, I know when I used Aroma Freedom Technique, I'm using that to remove negative thoughts and help you to move forward. But with this technique, which is known as Ho'oponopono, when I use this technique, it's releasing you from any connections you may have with other people that bring negativity into your life. So I will explain more about that as we go along. But first of all, I want to take one phrase at a time. So today we're going to start with I love you. When we say I love you, we're saying that to ourselves. We spend a lot of time nurturing other people, taking care of them, providing for them every single day. And every single day we neglect the one person that needs the most attention. And that's you. That's yourself. We don't do that self-care that we should. Saying, I love you. Look in the mirror. Say, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to me. Because I need that love. It's difficult. You go to work. You get up in the morning. My daughter tells me this all the time. She gets up. She has to get the kids ready. She has like moments to get herself ready. She's got to look her best. She's got a great job, but she's got to look her best. Mostly, she's been at home because of the pandemic, but she has meetings online. So she still has to present herself as the professional that she is. When you have three children, all, you know, one who's almost a teenager and the other two who are still littles, it's difficult to take care of them and take care of yourself at the same time. So she has that little 10 minutes to get herself in the zone of professionalism to care for her employees and yet have the sensitivity to care for that little three-year-old who's screaming at the top of their lungs because they want attention right now. And I hear her constantly saying, yes, honey, I love you. Oh, I love you. And I know she means it. But when I look at her, I see the exhaustion. I see the weariness. And I mean, it's just, I remember that for myself when I was raising my two little girls by myself and thinking, I'm so tired. I just want to sleep the whole night without having to wake up because one or two of them needs attention. Or I'd like to sit down to have my breakfast without being interrupted. Or how about having coffee? Let me have my cup of coffee by myself. Or just let me go to the bathroom by myself, right? I mean, I'm a grandma now, but I have dogs, and those of you who have pets, you understand that when you go to the bathroom, everybody's got to come with you, everybody. So, I mean, but they're not, you know, my dogs don't bother me. They just have to be with me. And you can just, I mean, I can only imagine, I can only remember going into the bathroom when you get 100 questions, when all you want to do is put your eyeliner on or your mascara on or just put a little bit of makeup on or, hey, let me, you know, brush my hair, curl my hair. I love you. When you look in the mirror, I want you to say that to yourself over and over again. I love you. Every chance you get, instead of freshening up your makeup, when you're looking in your little pocketbook mirror, say, I love you. I love you. I love everything about you. You know what? It doesn't matter that last night I ate a pizza and I gained 100 pounds the next morning. I love you. It doesn't matter if I didn't get enough sleep and I've got bags under my eyes. I love you. It doesn't matter that my husband got up on the wrong side of the bed and was just a bear in the morning. I love you. I love you. I love you the way you are. I love everything about you. I love every imperfection. I love that you get up in the morning and you drink your cup of coffee. I love that you don't get upset when the bear is in the room. I love you. I love you, whether you've gained 2 pounds, whether you've lost 5 pounds. I love you. How many times have I started a diet and thought to myself, when I was younger, I used to look in the magazines, oh, I want to look like her. You know, for crying out loud, I'm not going to look like her. I'm not because I'm me and I love me. I love that I have a short midriff. I love that I have long legs. I love that my body is getting old and it's not perfect anymore. I love that. I love that every natural part of me is not so bloody perfect that I have to obsess about it. I love that I'm me. I love that I have the strength to be on this podcast to talk to you. So I love me. I love me. When I look in the mirror, I say, I love you. I love you with all my heart. I love you. And I'm going to tell you something that has happened to me since I've been saying I love you to myself. And that is, I get up every morning and I don't jump on the scale. I get up in the morning and I don't reach for that toast or that candy or that ice cream. I don't want to have pizza. I want to take care of me because I love myself. I love myself. I get up, instead of sitting in front of the TV, I get up and take a walk because I love myself. I love myself and I'm listening to what my body needs when it needs it. I'm not obsessing about what I should be doing. I'm not obsessing about the things that I do wrong during the day because I love me. I love me. And I'm going to make mistakes today. And I'm going to have a bad day today. But I'm going to end up loving myself throughout the day. I'm going to love myself while I'm grumpy. I'm going to love myself when I spill coffee on me. I'm still going to love myself because that's who I am. I told you earlier about my client that I gave this information to. And as we worked together, she said to me, I don't even know who I am. And if there is a purpose for me, I don't know what my purpose is. Well, she's not going to figure that out until she learns to love herself. And as we go along, I'm going to share with you her progress and how these four phrases have helped her. So we're going to end with an aroma boost, and I will talk to you tomorrow. But first of all, make sure you grab your memory release blend. Remember, those are the essential oils. And if you follow my podcast, you know that we use a blend of equal drops of frankincense, stress away, and lavender. And we do an aroma boost at the end of each session. So we're going to end with that. So put me on pause, go grab your oils, and come on back. Okay, so you've got your oils. We're going to put those drops, or if you've created a roller bottle, roll that onto the palm of your hands. And we're going to bring this up close to our nose where we can smell the blend. But don't bring it too close. Just bring it to where you can smell it. And we're going to focus on that great day. We're going to focus on, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And whatever negative thoughts pass through our mind, we're going to allow them to come through. We're going to allow the negative thoughts and we're going to breathe right through them. Whatever feeling you may have about yourself, I want you to let that come through. Allow it to surface and breathe through it. I love you. I love you. Whatever pain that you may be feeling right now, wherever it's at in your body, I want you to just let it surface and breathe through it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Breathe through it. And allow yourself to be loved by you. You need to love yourself. You need to accept everything about you. Breathe. Breathe in those essential oils and allow them to clear the negativity. Allow them to clear the bad feelings and allow them to remove the pain. As you accept you and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Come back tomorrow. We'll talk again. All right. Go get caffeinated. Take care now. Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. Today, we're going to talk about the second phrase of the four phrases I gave you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. We will be talking about I'm sorry. So to discuss I'm sorry, I need to give you a little bit of history. I want you to imagine a whiteboard. A clean whiteboard. Nothing is on it. It's just completely blank. Now, this whiteboard is you. It is your thoughts. It is the thoughts you had before you were conceived. You do not have anything on the whiteboard. Now, if I were to place a little dot on that whiteboard, just a tiny little pinprick of a dot, that is you at conception. And now the dot grows just a little bit bigger, and now you are born. And at that time, the divine or God or whoever it is that you choose to consider whispers to you who you are, what your purpose is, and all the wonderful things that you are capable of. And now on your whiteboard, if you just think about those as little bubbles, your purpose, your future, your possibilities, just little bubbles. And now you see in your mind, you should still imagine that on this whiteboard, you still have plenty of space. But that's where you are right now. So then mommy and daddy come and they start talking to you. And parts of their thoughts, whether they're negative or positive, they start to become little bubbles on your whiteboard. So as you're growing up, do you remember the times when, you know, I can remember my dad saying, oh, you are so stupid. That's a dot. That's a bubble on my whiteboard. It's a negative thought, but it's a thought on my whiteboard. And now mom says, oh, you have such beautiful hair. Another bubble on my whiteboard. It's a positive one. So now my whiteboard is starting to fill up. But it's not just mom and dad. It becomes your siblings. It becomes your grandparents. Some people have great grandparents, but memories, just like a computer, we retain those memories. And although there is a way to erase them, they're still gathering and gathering and gathering. And now your whiteboard is no longer white. It's full of these little bubbles of positive and negative thoughts. Now, again, I'm talking about not just your bubbles, but the bubbles from everybody that you meet. Bubbles that from their history. And I'm talking about your history also, your ancestors, the people that are in your lifeline of people. So if you if you think about it that way, then the only thing you can imagine is that your whiteboard at this time, when you think of all those, all that memory, all that data that's accumulated on your whiteboard, there's no more whiteboard. Now, as I said earlier, when you have a computer, you can delete data. You can delete memory. You can also delete your memory. Because what happens every time a memory surfaces, or anytime you meet somebody, a memory surfaces, and they attach, just like sending out a spider web. You know, a spider just throws his web and it catches whatever it's aiming at. Well, you're doing the same thing. This memory is coming up and it's saying, okay, I want apple pie. And oh, lo and behold, you go to the grocery store, apple pie is there. So you've asked for that, you've attracted that, and therefore it's there. The problem is, remember, you also have negative memories. So what happens there? Well, negative memories will spin out and boom. Now you meet a negative person who also has negative memories, and now the two of you are exchanging memories. Wow. If you could just imagine your whiteboard now, you have to ask yourself, how full is it, right? Okay, how do we get rid of this? Well, that's where I'm sorry comes in. When you say to yourself, I'm sorry I've attracted these memories. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I attracted these memories. And by saying that, you're releasing the memory and giving it permission to release. And as we move forward, I will show you how this releases. Now, saying I'm sorry is very important. It's very crucial Because when I was learning to meditate, they taught us that in order to reach a quiet point, to quiet your mind, you first have to recognize that thoughts will be racing, will be going through your mind. Thoughts constantly go through your mind. In order to release them, you say, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you up, and I'm going to let you go now." And that's basically what you're doing with all of this memory that, number one, is not all of it is yours. Most of it is memory from somebody else. Because you couldn't possibly create some of the memories that you attract. So, with that being said, I have, again, my client who I'm going to talk about this client because she's the one that actually helped, that as I was learning this technique, she was along with me. She came along with me. So this client was in a point in her life where she had attracted such negativity. She attracted it from her family. She attracted it from friends, from just people that she would meet in the street. It was such negativity to the point even her outward appearance was negative. So by teaching her to say, "I'm sorry," then she started to turn her life around. Her life started to change. Her appearance started to change. She became a different person because she was letting go of those memories that was attracting all that negativity. And the funny thing, she didn't realize just how negative she had been. And keep in mind, I had been coaching her for a few months now. And although we had been able to locate some of the problems that existed within her mind, we still couldn't figure out how to get her to the other side. With this technique, we got her to where she recognized that she was the problem. And I know that sounds kind of odd right now, but she was actually creating her own problems. She was inviting negativity to come on board and be a part of her whiteboard. She needed to let these go. And by saying, "I'm sorry," she broke the link. Okay, so you say, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to attract you, and now I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry that I allowed you to come into my life, and now I'm letting you go." And that's it. Very simple, right? Give it a try. All right, let's do a little aroma boost and gather. I'm going to put me on pause. Go get your memory release blend and come on back. Remember, memory release is equal parts of lavender, frankincense, and stress away. So when you're ready, take me off pause and I'll be waiting for you. Okay, welcome back. Now, what we're going to focus on at this point is "I'm sorry." And what I want you to do is allow your mind to bring up some of the things that have happened to you. For example, if I were a negative person, and I do remember being negative. So as a negative person, I remember thinking, "Oh my God, I don't want people to see how I'm looking today. I was going to go buy a cup of coffee and I went in with sweatpants," right? And I thought, "Oh my God, I don't want people to see me this way." And so I attracted embarrassment. And when I walked in there, people were embarrassed for me, not because of me, but they were embarrassed for me. So it was an uncomfortable, negative feeling. when I release that memory or that attraction, when I walked in with my sweatpants, other people are like, oh my God, I wish I could have come in my sweatpants because I hate wearing clothes like this. Or they were saying, oh, I love your sweatpants. How cool that you get to wear sweatpants, you know? It's that kind of thing that we want to hang on to, the positive thoughts, but we want to release the negative thoughts. So let's bring them to our mind. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for attracting you. And now I'm going to release you. I'm sorry that I attracted you. I'm sorry that I attracted these thoughts. And now I'm going to release them. Breathe in the memory release blend. I'm sorry I attracted you into my life. And now I am releasing you. And ask yourself what you're feeling at this moment. How are you feeling? And breathe in, breathe through it. And then whatever negative thoughts are popping into your mind right now, I want you to breathe through it. I'm sorry I attracted you into my life. I am letting go and releasing you now. Whatever negative thoughts are popping into your mind at this moment, I want you to release them. Breathe through it and release it. Now, whatever part of your body is in pain or aching or uncomfortable, I want you to focus on that and I want you to breathe through it. I'm sorry for attracting you into my life. I am releasing you and letting you go. And breathe. And release. Breathe and release. I'm sorry for attracting you. I am releasing you and letting you go. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. All right, caffeinators. Good job. All right. Let's talk tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. Go get caffeinated. Take care. Good morning, caffeinators, and welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. We have been talking about the technique of I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And today we will be discussing please forgive me. Now, I'm going to begin by telling you a little story about my first marriage. I was married for 10 years and my husband decided he no longer wanted to be married or have a family. This pretty much destroyed and crushed me. Anybody who's been through a divorce or who has lost someone in any way, you'll understand the feeling of deep grief. I was in so much pain. He had pretty much taken all the air out of my balloon, so to speak, and I was just a little shell of a thing because I couldn't even think. I couldn't move. I couldn't work. I couldn't do anything. And one night when my body decided to give in, I was so sick. I went to bed and I was so cold. I was, you know, it was that bone cold that they talk about, that you're just so cold just to your very core, and it just hurts so bad. I remember going to bed and thinking, this is never going to end. I don't know that I can do this. I can't do this. This is just too much for me. And I was a pretty strong individual. So I was just overwhelmed because it wasn't just the grief of the loss. It was the way he did it, which caused me to become spiteful and angry and bitter. All of this was in me and I was just frozen. But that night as I fell asleep, thinking to myself, oh God, I wish this was just over. I wish I could just get through this. I drifted off and I felt like a light came into my room, a bright light. It wasn't the light of the bedroom. It was a brilliant light and it was warm and loving. And I just felt like I was being cradled and the memories of love and joy and just carefree just filled my mind. And a voice, unlike any voice I've ever heard, it was loud and yet it wasn't piercing my ears. But it came to me and it said, how can I help you? And my only thought, I probably should have asked for a lot of things at that point, but the only thing was in my mind was, please make this pain stop. Please get rid of this pain. And at that moment, I remember feeling relieved. And before the light went away, I heard the voice say, forgiveness, forgiveness. And I remember waking up that morning and I had to move in with my parents. And even to my parents, they noticed that something was very different about me. I got up, I was inspired, I was strong, and I was happy. And I knew that I had to, in my mind, I knew I had to forgive my ex-husband for what he had done to me. And I made it a point to call him that day and say, in my voice, my happy voice, I said, I've thought about this, and I just want you to know that I forgive you. I know that you did not mean to cause me harm, and I want you to be happy in your new life, whatever it is. So I'm letting you go. And with that, my whole life changed. I got a new job, which led to a promotion, which led to a better job, which led to the skill that made me a necessity for my company. And I was essential and I was needed and I was making money. And there was such a pride in everything that I did. But all of that came from that voice telling me to forgive. Now, because I did not fully understand what forgiveness she was asking me to do, or he was asking me to do at that time, I felt that that was a technique that I needed to do no matter what. I needed to forgive people who hurt me. And once I forgave them, my life got better. The problem is, through this technique, the technique that I am teaching you, it's kind of correct, but in a different manner. Because I have been teaching you to, one, love yourself, to say, I'm sorry for attracting those things that are not necessary in my life. And now, please forgive me. Please forgive me. And I'm not talking to any individual. I'm forgiving myself. I'm asking myself to just let it go now. Forgive yourself for holding on to this anger. Forgive yourself for holding on to whatever it is that you're holding on to and let it go. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I am sorry I attracted you. Please forgive me. And now I'm going to let go. I'm going to let it go. Because it serves no purpose in your life anymore. And once you let it go, you release that memory forever, forever. It has no place in your data bank anymore. It has no place on your whiteboard anymore. It's gone. So eventually, your goal by using this technique is to get back to that whiteboard, get back to where there's nothing except that little speck of conception. Because that's where the divine needs you, or God, or whoever you choose, the universe, whatever you choose, however you choose to view this. But get back to that whiteboard, because when you're at that whiteboard, the divine can guide you again and give you your purpose again and give you that path that you are supposed to be walking. Because without it, you're just a whiteboard filled with all these bubbles, all these different memories that aren't even yours. Most of them aren't even yours. You just attracted them. So love yourself. Love yourself. And excuse everything that does not belong to you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And let go. Let go of that. It's so important to do that. Now, getting back to my client. When she came to me initially and I gave her the four phrases, she went out there and she prayed for everybody, right? And when she came back, I explained to her, no, that was not what it was intended for. This was intended for you and you alone. Once she understood, because it's not easy to grasp what I'm asking you, but once you do this and you let go, just like she did, wonderful things began to happen. She was at that point, she did not have any money. She did not have a savings. She was living with somebody and she was making just enough money to pay for staying on somebody's sofa. But what happened afterwards is she started to get money and be able to earn her way to a better life. So here we are. You're going to learn to forgive no matter what. By forgiving my husband, my ex-husband, for doing what he did to me. He did it. He did it. He didn't do it to me exactly. He did it to himself. Do you see how that works? He may have affected my life, but it was his choice to walk away. And whatever happened to him after that was his and his alone. By releasing it, by letting go and not hanging on to that bitterness and that pain, I was able to move forward. And I will tell you that what happened to him in his life was not at all pleasant. But that has nothing to do with me. That is his life. And I have let that go. not every episode is going to happen that way. But that doesn't matter because that's not about me. And therefore, whatever happened to you is not about you. It's about that person. And you need to cut that line. You need to delete that memory. Get it out of your database because it serves no purpose. Okay, so now my client is on her way. She's doing really well. We have one more phrase to cover. We'll cover that tomorrow. But what I want you to do is I want you to grab your memory release blend and let's do an aroma boost. Go ahead and grab that, put me on pause, and then come back. Okay, now you're back. Let's do this. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to focus on the phrase, please forgive me. Please forgive me. And I want you to allow all the negative thoughts of all, I'll just all recall all the memories of all the pain that you have endured in your life. And I want you to recall them one at a time. And I want you to say, please forgive me. And I want you to breathe through it. Allow those memories to come up. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And release it. Whatever you're feeling, you're holding on to because of that memory, please forgive me and let it go. Breathe through it. Whatever pain was caused because of that memory, I want you to release it and let it go. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Allow each and every memory to come up one at a time. Allow the feeling to come up. Allow the pain to come up. And I want you to breathe through it and let it go. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And I want you to do this as many times as you have to cleanse yourself and erase the whiteboard. Begin to erase the whiteboard. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about the last phrase. All right, go get caffeinated. Take care. Have a great day. Good morning, caffeinators. Welcome back to Coffee with Lisa. So glad you can join me as we are working through the technique of Ho'oponopono through the four phrases. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. We have already gone through the first three phrases, and now we are going to discuss thank you. And saying thank you is something we were taught when we were little. So this should be very, very easy in polite society to say thank you. Thank you. However, with regards to the four phrases, I consider thank you to be the period of an end of a sentence. For example, we say, I love you to ourselves. We say, I'm so sorry. I brought all this. I attracted these things to you. And you say, please forgive me for for allowing this to happen, or please forgive me for attracting this. And we're going to put a dot or a period at the end and say thank you. And so by saying thank you, we are releasing it back to the universe, back to wherever it originated, and it is no longer on our whiteboard. However, the problem that exists is that our whiteboard is so full of these bubbles that it will take some time to get back to the whiteboard. So by saying thank you, we put an end to that link. We clear ourselves or clean ourselves of all the memories and data that is has attached itself to us, or that we have attracted to us, and now we are letting it go. So again, I love you. I'm sorry that I attracted this. Please forgive me for attracting this. I'm going to let go. Thank you. And we're done. And we're done. Who would think that saying thank you would be the end of that particular problem? It would be so easy to just say, I have a money problem, my financial problem. Thank you. Be done with it. Some things take a little bit more work, but I'm not saying that it can't be done. I've gone through periods of time where I was in debt with a credit card and I needed to get through it. It takes a little bit of effort on your part, of course. You cannot get rid of a credit card if you continue to purchase on it. And that's the exact same situation that we have with this technique. If you continue to attract these things, then they will continue to be a part of you. So detach yourself, just like the credit card. Cut it up, get rid of it, close the account, whatever you have to do, but be done with it. Thank you. And let it be done. Let it be done. So thank you is the most important part of this technique, and it's the last part of the phrases. Now, you don't always have to say the phrases in that particular order. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. You can say, please forgive me. I'm sorry. Thank you. I love you. But always make sure to have thank you in there, because that is what disconnects you. It is, for all intents and purposes, it's your Swiss Army knife. You know, you just cut it and boom, you're done. Make sure to say thank you. Make sure to let it be done. So again, I love you. I am so sorry that I did this to you, that I created this circumstance, that I attracted this situation. Please forgive me for inviting it into our life, my life. Thank you. And the divine, hearing this, will restore us to that whiteboard. That little bubble will remain clear, will remain white. Even though it's surrounded by all those other bubbles, it remains clear because it no longer exists there on your whiteboard. So this was a very short segment, and I think you're probably happy about that, maybe. But what we're going to do is we're going to do an aroma boost. Actually, we're going to do an aroma reset. because we need to get into that place where we are welcoming the whiteboard. So put me on pause, go run and get your memory release blend and come on back. Okay, welcome back. Now, get your memory release blend, put it on the palm of your hands, and let's start breathing. Okay, let's soak up that blend as we say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And allow all the negative thoughts to surface. Allow all those memories to come forward so that we can detach them one at a time. So you're going to have to do this for a while. It's not going to happen overnight. But the sooner you start clearing and cleaning, you will no longer attract those things that you do not want in your life. Now, a baby's hug or a baby's kiss is always welcoming, right? So, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Allow those memories, those negative memories, to surface. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Allow the feelings to come up, whatever they might be, however painful they might be, allow them to surface. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Whatever pain you're in, whatever is creating discomfort, allow it to surface. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And last, release it. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And release. Thank you and release. Thank you and release. Thank you and release. And I would suggest you do this every morning and every night and allow the divine to come into your life and clear your whiteboard so that you can move forward, so that you can create the miracles in your life that you have been searching for. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to have another segment of this. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. I will put my email address in the subject matter. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. And also, I have created a bracelet, and I'll have a picture of that. And you can get that at my website, coffeewithlisa.com. You can purchase it there. I wear this all the time, and I wear this because I need to remember, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, to say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. No matter where I'm at. And I've seen this happen. I've been on the freeway and it's you know, before I get on the freeway going to my destination, I always say this ahead of time so that I can attract only those people on the road that I want with me. I want the safe drivers. I want the careful drivers. I want the courteous drivers. That's what I want on the road with me. So I say this prayer before I get on so that I can clean myself and clear myself and detach from all the negative memories. And when I do this, I find that I have a very pleasant drive. So make good use of this. Thank you very much for joining me. Stay tuned. There's more to come. All right. Take care. Go get caffeinated. Have a great day.